your boom, it's early or late. I'm in Worcester. Place that has very good memories for me, because I went to boarding school here. But it's kind of bittersweet, because last time I was here, I could see.
A bit loud.
It's the middle of the night. I could see. But things strike me about Worcester. First of all, there seems to be a proliferation of bollards. Everywhere there's a bollard. And
Or a lamppost.
And in this weekend, I've had my nuts smashed so many times on my stomach. And these bollards are at different heights as well.
Or your ribs.
My ribs.
And I bang my head on a post.
And I'm not the greatest cane user, I will confess, because Owls, my creature of love, didn't come. Because there wasn't really anywhere for him to spend.
Which means go for a poo.
Yeah, so I decided...
People might not know that.
Quite. So I decided not to take him, so I'm just using the cane. And, wow, there seems to be more bollards and obstacles in Worcester than it has ever been, to my knowledge, ever. And on top of that, there are seagulls everywhere. Now, that's got to be a recent addition, because there weren't many seagulls when I lived here.
No, there weren't.
So they just, I don't know what it is, arrived.
Lots of people leaving litter everywhere.
Litter everywhere. On the street and on the stair. The empty litter bins are waiting for some litter to eat. But the people don't bother, they just throw it on the street. That was the first poem I ever wrote when I was about 7 or 8. Yeah, I know, it's shit. But I was young. So yeah, Worcester's interesting because it's changed a lot. Obviously, as things do, because I haven't been here since 97, roughly. So it has changed a lot. But it's still familiar. It's still quite nice to be here. And sad to be here too. Part of me wanted to go back to my old school. Then I thought, no, let's not do that. Let sleeping memories sleep. Lie. Because I think if you've got good memories of somewhere, if you return to it, I think it kind of spoils them. There's no one at school now who I know anyway. No one at all. Anyway, so we did do something lovely today. We went to listen, watch a Barks B minor mass. And it was performed by the Worcester Festival Choral Society and a bunch of people with instruments.
That would be an orchestra then?
Or a band?
No.
Okay. But it was enchanting and quite lovely.
It was really good.
It was great. I mean, I wasn't too fussed on the scratchy stuff.
The string instruments.
Yeah, once you blow and bang stuff, that's brilliant. So, no, it was good. Just
ooh,
one.
There's a siren going.
So much time we've got left before I continue.
Yes. 6 minutes and 2 seconds.
Ages. It's like London, this, with the sirens.
Mm.
But it's not, it's Worcester.
So tomorrow we hope to walk by the river, if we can.
We're going to the cathedral for the service in the morning.
We are. We saw James tonight, this evening, this afternoon.
They don't know who James is.
No, I'm just going to say who's a chap I used to be in his house. Lovely to see him.
And in our school, the houses were actual houses.
Yeah.
It wasn't like some boarding schools where you're like, oh yes, I'm in such and such a house.
No, some made out of straw, some made out of twigs.
And then you huff and you puff and you blow
your
house
down. So we're in a travel lodge. Now, a note of caution.
Don't eat the breakfast.
Breakfast is atrocious. I'll give you a quick roundup of the breakfast. For a start, cereals are laughable. Cocoa Pops, Crunchy Nut Cornflakes, Special K, refined sugar and nonsense. no porridge or alpen or muesli or anything remotely nice or fruit.
It's pretty all right if you've got kids, I suppose, maybe.
Yeah.
It depends how healthily you feed the kids.
It does. The orange juice we got served was like nothing I've ever tried before. It wasn't orangey at all. It was
disgusting.
It was just horrible. The tea was as if somebody's got a massive teapot the size of a skip and lobbed one tea bag in it. As weak as a very, very small creature from Mars. So that was grim. The coffee was pretty rough now.
Yep, yuck.
Scrambled eggs were tasteless and unseasoned, probably made out of powdered egg. Toast was as flaccid as something rude, but I can't mention. Floppy and nasty. The bacon was just about palatable. The sausage was just about palatable. The croissant was spongy and yucky and microwaved.
So I had two croissants and it was like a pair of breasts without nipples.
Spongy and microwaved, nasty stuff. So no.
Actually though, I don't normally have microwave breasts.
No.
Just so people know that.
You probably don't need to tell them. I think they'll probably realise.
Well, just in case. So they know now.
Okay, thank you for that.
Have I scared you?
So no, the breakfast was atrocious.
Yeah, don't prepay for your breakfast at travel lodges, guys. Just don't do it.
The room is Spartan. Simple.
It's alright though.
It's got a bed, it's got a shower of sorts.
Shower's alright. I thought it was fine.
It's okay. It's not. Yeah, it's alright.
There's a thing on the wall of soap, and that's grim.
The wall of soap?
No, a thing on the wall.
I mean, a soap dispenser.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's all a bit kind of.
Oh, it's late. Give me a break.
Kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Not mechanical, but kind of basic. Industrial, basic, and everything's bolted down. There's nothing elegant about it, nothing pretty. But, you know, it's in the centre of town and just near the Elgar statue, which is where I used to make my assignations, gentlemen. I used to say to the ladies, I'll meet you at 7:30 at the Elgar statue.
What, in that voice?
Not quite that voice.
Because I don't think they'd have come.
They really did.
Yeah, but so
and
you
they
can't.
And they met me this and they met me the statue.
BJ, stop it. That was a disgusting laugh as well.
Anyway, so yeah.
Ugh.
So
you're revolting.
Merciful.
Merciful? What?
So that's that. Back in Worcester. But
we're going home on Monday, so it's okay. You don't have to stay here.
No.
Because that would be rubbish.
And if there was any teachers still working at school, maybe I've gone, but I'm not going to school. Because I just end up going to the Malvern Lawn and sitting underneath the oak and dreaming of summers long and bright.
I don't want to go there. So you'd have to go on your own.
No, I'm not going. But nice to see James.
Yeah.
James and I once played the hosepipes at a concert. He's a nice chap.
Actual hosepipes with brass mouthpieces.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. If any of you are listening from Worcester or went to school there, then share the affinity.
Oh, and Nando's saved us tonight after our late night.
That's concert. A sentence that I wouldn't have thought. Wow, Nando's saved us. Yeah, it was okay because we were looking for somewhere to eat and everyone was closed.
Except Nando's.
Except for Nando's. And it's actually. I'd say it, but it's actually okay.
And they had braille menus as well.
They had braille menu.
With a contents page and everything.
Yeah, so good old Nando's. It's nowhere else open. Yesterday we were forced to eat. I couldn't eat it. It was inedible. It was a burger from some place.
It wasn't very good.
It was absolutely.
And cold chips.
Yeah. Anyway, I better go before my time runs out.